So what about this new survey about seniors and healthcare, inflation, AARP, all of these things? What can you tell us?
Well, you know, we wanted to, you know, it was pretty outrageous that Democrats were able to do what they did last year in the ridiculously named Inflation Reduction Act. And I think that a big part of that was because they had AARP out there cheerleading for them and saying that everything they were doing was wonderful for seniors and, you know, all of the deceptive, dishonest things that that organization's been doing for a long time. And so we wanted to do a poll to really zero in on the issues that were involved in that bill and sort of the way that AARP carries water for their corporate partner, United Healthcare, and see if seniors understand what's going on. And so we polled older voters, and we polled enough of them to have meaningful numbers of AARP members in particular. And we got some pretty stunning numbers. First of all, about 60% of seniors say their biggest concern in healthcare is insurance-related costs, premiums, deductibles, copays, not prescription drugs, which you would never know if you follow AARP or the national media, where the only thing they ever talk about are prescription drugs. And, you know, that's because AARP has a huge conflict of interest. They actually make money when premiums go higher because they skim 5% of premiums on a monthly basis off all of the United Health products that are branded AARP. So they make more money when premiums are higher. And that gives them obviously a huge conflict of interest. And, you know, we asked seniors some questions like, you know, do you think that Congress should have taken the money that it cut from Medicare prescription drug spending to give to, you know, wind and solar and electric vehicles and all these other unrelated things, which is really what the Inflation Reduction Act did. It siphoned money out of prescription drug spending in Medicare to give to, you know, left-wing green energy stuff. 90% of older voters said they had a problem with that. They were concerned about that. 80% of older voters think that we're going to get fewer new medicines and treatments and cures because of the price controls and the money that we're taking out of Medicare prescription drug spending. That's a huge number, 80%. And only 14% told us they think they're going to actually pay less for prescription drugs. So this is a losing issue for Democrats. If Republicans are smart and they run on this, they're going to say, look, they took all this money out of Medicare. You're not going to pay any less for drugs. They're giving it to their corrupt crony friends. This bill is actually a big problem for Democrats if Republicans lean into it. And I have not seen them do that. I don't think they really did that in this past election. And that was a mistake. And then, Steve, we also asked about the AARP deal with United Health, where they scan, you know, 85% of older voters told us that they're concerned that most of AARP's revenue comes from United Healthcare, not from their members. 90% said they're concerned that they're lobbying on changes to Medicare, even though they make money from higher Medicare premiums and they have a conflict of interest. And probably the biggest number I've ever seen in a poll, 95% said there should be required public disclosure, that AARP should have to say that they make most of their money from United Health when they're doing their advocacy and their advertising and their lobbying. I've never seen 95% of anyone agree on anything. So that was a pretty
I would agree with that. If all your money's coming from one organization and you're basically out there saying, hey, this is a great thing, then you ought to tell the truth. Phil, I wish we had more time, man. I got as much in as I could, but that's really important, that last number, 95%. And you're right. Everybody agrees on one thing. Tell the truth about where your funding comes from before you tell us what we should choose. Phil Kirpin, President, American Commitment. Thank you, as always.
All right. Have a good one.
You too. AmericanCommitment.org. If you want to find out more, AmericanCommitment.org. Take a break. We'll be back.
Farm Bureau Financial Services has been loyal, local, resilient, and rooted in ag for over 80 years. Learn how we've been there for farmers and ranchers at FBFS.com/rootedinag. It's your future. Let's protect it.